Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. Some Zimbabweans have dismissed as baseless reports that President Mugabe is sick.
These are false and malicious reports intended to damage the image of the president.
Rumors about President Robert Mugabe's state of health and sharp reactions by ZANU-PF and presidential spokesman George Charamba have set the social and mainstream media on fire. Some Zimbabweans are now urging the government to disclose the president's state of health while on holiday in the Far East following unconfirmed reports that he suffered a heart attack. The government has since dismissed these reports as baseless. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports from Harare.
Some local people say while Mr. Mugabe is now 91 years old, an age which is commonly associated with many health challenges, it is unlikely that he is sick, as such reports have been circulating over the years when the president is on vacation in Asia. President Mugabe and his wife left for a vacation on December the 15th at an unspecified destination in the Far East following the ZANU-PF People's Conference held in Victoria Falls. When the president left the country, Vice President Peleke Zelampoko took over as acting president, a position he held until recently when Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa returned from leave. Mnangagwa is currently the acting president, a move that has generated a lot of interest among Zimbabweans when he took over from Poko. This coincided with a report that the president had some health issues. Some observers and government insiders say this arrangement was made before Mr. Mugabe went on leave, though Charamba and ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo have squashed rumors that the president may be experiencing health challenges while on leave after allegedly experiencing a heart attack. This has set social and mainstream media on fire. What would ease the nation's angry curiosity about the state of their president? Melod Garai Pasi of Chitungwiza said, while she is now familiar with the annual rumor concerning the president's health, there is need for government to open up about his condition and whereabouts.
And it normally happens every January. So I think it's also important for the ZANU-PF people to communicate the correct message to the public regarding the health and the whereabouts of the president so that they can curb the speculations.
Garaipa said the president must at times spend his holidays in the country to avoid such kind of reports. Milton Piri of Harare Surugari High Density Suburb said, while the president's health problems have, in his words, become a usual January rumor, it clearly shows what Zimbabweans think about Mr. Mugabe's state of health all the time.
I think now the people are now cooking stories because they really want it to happen. And I think if the day comes, there will be celebration in Zimbabwe, in the streets of Zimbabwe.
But for ZANU-PF youth Onias Mabara of Mbare, the rumors were cooked up by the president's enemies.
These are false and malicious reports intended to damage the image of the president.
Independent political commentator Fortune Gwaze concurred, saying the nation is now accustomed to the rumors.
I don't think there is anything to unless we see him not coming back when he's supposed to assume his duties in early February or end of January.
For Owen Hiwayo, the health concerns are the work of some political players who want to portray Mr. Mugabe as an invincible man.
When people start talking about Mugabe's death, then the next day they see him well, coming up strongly, and then they say, so this guy is invincible. So they want to paint the pictures of Mugabe as someone who's beyond human frailties, like he's not affected by his health. Mm-hmm. So they want to present it like that.
But Harare Polytechnic media lecturer Wellington Gadzikwa blamed all this on what he called short journalism.
Media organizations or journalists are churning out or writing stories that are false, that really have no facts, that are fictitious, and that are also malicious. People will never trust the media, because why should you trust the same media which gives you false information to give you accurate information? So the media profession is likely not to be taken seriously.
Rumors of this nature have occurred annually, with a memorable headline once quoting President Mugabe stating that, court, "I'm not dead." Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe for more than 35 years, turns 92 next month. Meanwhile, Mnangagwa and Mpoko have taken turns to serve in Mr. Mugabe's position while he's on leave. Political analysts say there was nothing wrong with the arrangement, given that they've always done so in the past. VOA said it did not matter who acted as president, because patent government meetings such as the ruling ZANU-PF Politburo and cabinet do not take place when Mr. Mugabe is on leave or out of the country.
It proves that Zimbabwean politics is shaped around an individual and not an institution. So this poses a lot of problems when it comes to decision making.
But former Zimbabwe National Students Union leader Tafadzwa Mugwadi said it was important for the two vice presidents to alternate, as it gave them experience to lead the nation.
I mean, it's giving both of them, you know, an opportunity to showcase their potential, you know, demonstrate their ability to run the nation and assist the president, especially when he's not available.
Mr. Mugabe, who is also chairman of the African Union, is expected back home at the end of this month. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.